Hi guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. And in today's episode, I'm going to be covering 10 tips that you can implement today to start living a healthier life. We're going to keep things simple because I am all about making things less complicated, and you're more likely to be consistent if that is the case. I know I'm one of those people, because if you make it more complicated than necessary, I am less likely to do whatever the case may be. So let's go ahead and get started. So tip number one, start small and build up. One thing that I see with a lot of my clients, no matter what the clients are, whether they're fitness or business clients, is they take on way too much, way too quickly. So instead of trying to build the foundational pieces of their life, they really just try to go for the big and go home. And there's nothing wrong with that. But one thing that I've learned, if you just start small and build up, you're better able to be consistent and maintain that process, whatever the case may be. So the first thing I love to start with people is their habits. What habits can we alter, create in order for you to accomplish this goal of yours, whatever it may be? So let's go into tip number two, for example. So tip number two is to drink more water. A lot of people do not drink enough water, and our bodies are primarily made of water. So one habit, if we go back to tip number one, is to just start working on drinking more water. Maybe that means that you carry an extra bottle of water with you. You set alarms on your phone to remind you to drink. Maybe you carry a gallon of water with you so that way you remember. Whatever the case may be, just starting small and working on creating those habits in order for you to be consistent in the long run. Let's go on to tip number three. Eat your fruits and veggies. Oh my Lord, people really underestimate the power of food in order to fuel their bodies, nurture their bodies, and heal their bodies. There's so many diets out there that really eliminate these vital things for our health and wellness, which are our fruits and vegetables. They should not be demonized. Just like anything in the world, no matter what it be, healthy or not, if you do not eat them in moderation, they will not serve you like they should. But for a majority of these diets out there, they eliminate these, and then people are starving and hungry because they don't have enough fiber. They feel malnourished because they are not getting enough micronutrients in their diet. So really look for ways to include fruits and vegetables into your diet, no matter what lifestyle you are following. So even if you are following a ketogenic lifestyle, you still want to have fruits and vegetables because you need those micronutrients in order to fuel your body and help serve you in the long run. So one thing that I really like to do is I like to have a piece of fruit with me. Or I like to pre-cut all my vegetables for the week so that way I have everything at an arm's distance away. So that way I, when I'm ready to snack, I just go ahead and grab whatever the case may be. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I tend to go toward fruit over vegetables, but I have learned that it's a matter of how the vegetables are prepped and the types of vegetables, and I'm willing to eat it. So do not give up and keep trying different things. And see what happens, because a multivitamin is great, but eating actual fruits and vegetables is going to serve you better in the long run. Let's go to tip number four. Move your body. A lot of people are stagnant. They do not move. They are stationary. So a lot of us work from a desk now. We don't have a lot of activity. So just something as simple as going for a walk a couple times a day for your break would be a great way to increase your movement. Maybe every hour you get up from your desk and you just walk down the hall and back. Maybe you do some morning walk with your puppies or whatever the case may be to help increase your activity level. Another great thing you can do is working on adding strength training to your body. Do not underestimate the power of lifting weights, and this goes for men and women. As women, we tend to really fear lifting weights, and we shouldn't, because it's a great way to build the body that we want and really hone in our hormones and serve our bone density for the long term, because lifting weights is a great way to stimulate the body's need to keep our bones dense. Now, if that's not something you want to do or that you are scared of doing, I always recommend giving everything a try. Do not eliminate something without trying it. And also try it in several different ways. Maybe you just had a bad experience or it just wasn't the type of workout that you want. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest. Any activity or whatever the case may not always be easy, and it's not supposed to be because that's not how you grow and challenge your body. If it's not hard at some point, whatever the case may be, you may not be doing it correctly. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be sore after every workout or whatever the case may be, which is an absolute myth. You need to be fatigued or whatever the case may be, and you need to stick to a plan and potentially work with a coach or follow a workout plan so that way you're not harming yourself and you have some structure. Okay, tip number 5, measure progress. Okay, so for a lot of people, we really, really focus on our weight rather than other means of measuring our progress. So the scale is one way to measure, but there's other ways to do it. So another one is progress pictures, inches. Maybe it's how stressed you are, your happiest level. Maybe you journal your moods. How are you feeling? Those are all different ways to measure your progress that does not involve the scale. If you can be unbiased toward the scale, then it's not a big deal. But for a lot of people, we fixate on a number on the scale and thinking that's what's going to give us the body and lifestyle that we want, when in reality, we're really focusing on our emotions and feelings that are associated with that number. So what I would recommend is if you're unable to not fixate on the scale, then you need to eliminate it and look for other ways to measure your progress. And something that also will address the emotional side of this. A lot of people really eliminate the emotional side of fitness, and our emotions really drive us to do the things that we want to do or don't want to do. If we have a bad day at work, a lot of people will use that as a reason to not go to the gym, when in reality, the gym is a great way to help them alleviate types of stress and help them feel more in control of their life. Or maybe they go for a walk or a hike or a bike, whatever the case may be, but you've got to look at this more than just how you look. You have to address it in other ways. So next, let's recap. Let's start with that. Number 1, start small with your habits and build up. Number 2, drink more water. Number 3, eat your fruits and veggies. Number 4, move your body. Number 5, measure your progress. Okay, number 6, this is probably the absolute most important reason of all. And I don't know why it's number 6. It should be like 1 or 10, whatever the case may be. But number 6 is to find your why. For example, if you are really trying to get your pre-baby body back after you've had a child, whatever the case may be, is it because you want to feel in control of your body again after having that baby? Do you want to feel more comfortable in the skin that you're in? Are you worried about your significant other not seeing as much value in you because you're not the same size that you were previously? We really need to come to terms with our why. Why do we do the things that we do? And we need to be okay with what that why is. So for me, my why is I'm freaking terrified of not being able to do the things that I want to do in life due to health. I've seen several of my family members suffer in their later years due to poor health and poor decisions in their life. And also, one of those decisions were they did not make time for themselves or make themselves a priority, which ultimately resulted in their health being less than it potentially could have been if they would have made themselves a priority. And also, we demonize taking care of ourselves, and especially women and even some men. We feel like taking care of ourselves is selfish, when in reality, when we take time to take care of ourselves, we're better able to serve those around us. It's like being on an airplane. You know, they tell you to put your mask on before you put the mask on anybody else. Because if you do not do that, you're going to pass out helping everybody else and you're not able to serve those around you. This also goes for your health and wellness. So if you do not find your why and come to terms with it and be okay with it, then you're pretty much essentially not putting the mask on, and you're not going to be able to serve those around you. And also your why is going to change over time. What was once your why at one point may not be your why later, and that's totally okay. Tip number 7, protein is key. Now, this is going to be true whether you are following a keto lifestyle, a vegan lifestyle, a vegetarian lifestyle, a bodybuilding lifestyle, whatever the case may be. We truly underestimate the amount of protein that we need in order for our body to replenish itself and have satiation in our diet. Well, dadgummit, sorry about that. And so, for example, having 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight may be a little bit excessive, but just working on hitting the averages and seeing how your body feels is a great starting point. You don't have to eat that much protein in order to hit your goals, but you do need to try to have protein with every meal so that way your body can help digest all those other nutrients it's trying to do, because a lot of time our nutrients need those other parts of those minerals and vitamins and carbohydrates and fats and things and proteins in order to fully digest and take advantage of it. And also adding protein to your diet is also going to allow you to feel more full. It's going to help your body replenish and repair itself. It's also going to support like your antibodies in your systems and your hormones. And it's just essential in the whole process. Definitely consider how much protein you are having and look at increasing that amount during the day and see if you are more satiated throughout the day and you feel more full. Because I know for me, I really recognize a difference when I don't have enough protein and fiber. Carbs and fats will alter day to day depending on what my day consists of. But I truly feel a difference when I don't eat enough protein and when I don't have enough fiber in my diet. Next tip is number 8, make it fun. Oh my Lord, we try to make this like punishment. Exercise and moving your body is not supposed to be painful, or what is the word I'm looking for? But you don't have to do something that doesn't make you happy. Oh my Lord, there's so many other options. There's yoga. There's hiking, there's CrossFit, there's dance, there's going to classes at the gym, there's playing in the park, there's playing outside. There's so many other options that you can do in order to make it fun. So don't make this part of your life a punishment. It should serve you in so many different ways. So if you find something that makes it fun, you're more likely to stay consistent with it and do it long term. So don't underestimate the power of making it fun. Number 9, make it with manageable steps. So this is similar to one of the other tips, but one thing I really want to clarify is you want to focus on knowing your body a lot more so that way you know the difference from pain from working out and pain from a potential injury. You're going to have some, may potentially what feels like pain during workout, but it may just be your body working or fatigue, and you just may not know what that truly feels like. And that's totally okay. Another thing that you're going to have to come to terms with is when you're working on adding movement to your life and you're making a change, you're going to have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and get okay with the process and finding your limits and your boundaries that you have in this life and in this process. And you're going to push it. So it's not always going to be easy, and it's going to make you uncomfortable. Maybe keeping things small and taking manageable steps forward will help you really push those boundaries and be able to push past them a little bit at a time versus throwing everything out the window at one time. And then you're scrambling outside to put everything back through the window. If you do it in small steps, if that's the kind of person that you are, which most people are, you are going to have a greater success with this long term. Number 3, I really want to note within this step alone is that we didn't go through all of everything that we've learned in our lives in 1 year. It was accumulation of things, and this built on this lesson, and it built on the next lesson, and it built on the next lesson. Our health and wellness journey is the same way. You didn't gain all that weight, or you didn't lose all that weight in one sitting. It took time to do it. So it's going to take time to either add more weight on or lose the weight or create a lifestyle around maintaining the weight or the body that you have. Let's go with that term. That's much better than focusing on the scale. Really, what I want you to get from step number 9 is that you need to focus on making maintainable steps as you go on, so that way you can adjust and learn how to be consistent with that new step in your journey, so that way when you're ready for the next step, it's not because you took on too much too soon. Okay, so let's recap before we get to number 10. Number 1, start small and build up from there. Number 2, drink water. Number 3, eat your fruits and veggies. Number 4, move your body. Number 5, measure your progress. Number 6, find your why. Number 7, protein is key. So have some protein. Number 8, make it fun. Fitness does not have to be like a punishment for you. Number 9, maintainable steps. And last but certainly not least, and probably also very important, not probably, is very important, is accountability. For a lot of people, they will hire somebody to be with them at the gym for 1, 2, 3 days a week to have that accountability to go to the gym. But they really underestimate having some form of accountability outside the gym. So that's only 3 hours in your entire week. What are you going to do all those other hours? So let's give another example. So if you spend 1 hour a day in the gym, what are you doing to help hold yourself accountable the other 23 hours in a day? For me, it meant having to hire a coach, or I had to find a new realm of friends to help me. It meant having to find other ways to be accountable. So that meant potentially hiring a coach, making a new group of friends to help report your progress to. Maybe have a bet in your office or with your realm of friends. Find online groups or support. Post your progress through social media, a blog, and potentially maybe hiring a coach or a personal trainer to help you with the progress. But remember that they're only going to meet you halfway. You have to do the other part of the work in holding yourself accountable. And also, you might have to come to terms with really why things are happening. Are you self-sabotaging yourself? Are you being unrealistic with your goals? Are you setting too much too soon? Are you not being real with what you really want? Are you working for something that's not about you? And so those are things that you really have to consider in your process. And this is true no matter where you are in your journey or whatever the case may be. You're going to have a need for some accountability at some point. So let's wrap this up with one more recap of all 10 tips. Number 1, start small. Build up from there. Number 2, drink water. 3, eat your fruits and vegetables. Number 4, move your body. Number 5, measure your progress. Number 6, find your why. Number 7, protein is key. Number 8, make it fun. Number 9, maintainable steps. And number 10, accountability. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. This is something that I really enjoy, is helping make things more simple than complex. If you want more information about these 10 simple tips, I'm going to be linking my free ebook for you in the description of this episode. So feel free to click it and you can have it sent directly to your inbox, and you can have these tips with you all the time. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to let me know what you want to hear next on our Instagram and leave a review, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye.